Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind?
You ask me where I come from.
Where do you come from anyway there, Aaron Tippin?
Here's what I tell everyone.
Do tell. Let's have it.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Yes, indeed.
In an extraordinary place.
Extraordinary place.
Where the stars and stripes.
Uh-huh.
An eagle fly.
USA, baby. USA, baby. Welcome.
It's a big old land.
Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind is on the air. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Super producer Chris Larson even with us today in studio.
Howdy, sir. How you doing?
Oh, there we go. There he is.
Good.
Great.
You're doing great.
I am doing great. Good to be here.
So, do you feel today any less confident of a Republican takeover in November than you have before? Some new polling out suggests that maybe we're a little less confident as conservatives, and the Democrats are a little more confident. I don't know if I buy this. 58% of Democratic voters say they are extremely or very enthusiastic about voting in the upcoming midterm election.
Why?
54% of Republicans answer that question in the affirmative, extremely or very enthusiastic. So 4-point edge for Democrats. Now, mid-April, that was 61-48 with a Republican advantage. What's going on here? I don't know. Do you buy this?
No.
This is like
I don't buy really any polls anymore. I don't. There's so much that so and so's poll, this poll, that poll. Who'd they ask? Where'd they ask it? What'd they ask? You never find that out. You know, I don't believe any of them. I think that the red wave is coming. I think that the initial reactions in the primaries have been indications of that. People like Oz over Fetterman, what Kerry Lake's doing in Arizona. It's kind of everywhere. But it really is coming down to the rhino factor, as they seem to be calling it.
All right. So you tell me if you're any less enthusiastic today than you were this spring. We can disprove this with our own little poll here. 271-1100 is our telephone number. Give me a call and just tell me what your current enthusiasm factor is sitting at related to what's going to happen in 6 weeks here. 271-1100 or text us 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Once the Republicans secure the majority, and I think that's what's coming, I would be in that camp as well, despite how many Democrats supposedly are all excited to get out there and vote in the upcoming election. We can read the tea leaves pretty clearly that it's, in fact, going to be a Republican wave. What is, do you believe, the compact, the contract, the ironclad promise that you want from Republicans to do with it? Kelly Armstrong is going to join us a little later on in the program. One of the questions I have for him is, you know, what can we take to the bank that you're going to get done? What is the reason to vote Republican in November? Tell us, Kelly. Tell us exactly what that is. And I want to know what you want. You tell me what you want. 271-1100. Text us 701 237-1590. First text of the show. You see this, Chris?
I do.
What does it say?
It says Kamala Harris is going to visit the southern border.
Wow! You're kidding me!
Of Korea. Oh, that's classic.
Rich.
Arnie, you're up on what's on your mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Arnie?
Yes.
What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, the only thing that I have is that we should not get too excited about the elections coming up here in November. And because I kind of, the old adage is, you know, don't play your hands until it's, until you have to show them, you know? And, the thing is.
I hear what you're saying. Don't get too overconfident.
Right, exactly. And it's just like, you know, on the football teams, you know, you never see like an underdog or a team that's going to, like an Alabama or that is playing an underdog, they're always going to give that other team a credit, you know? And they, even though they know they're going to beat the crap out of them, you know? you see what I'm saying?
I do. Trump says this.
I think we're playing our cards too soon on a lot of these issues and so forth. And they should pull back a little bit and then just hit it hard, you know, the week or so before the election, you know, this gives a lot of ammo for the other side there, I guess. So
Trump likes to say, act like you're 3 points behind always.
Always, yeah. Good point.
That's his line. Now,
exactly.
I hear what you're saying, Arnie. My question to you would be, if they take back control, what is the thing you're absolutely going to demand? What is beyond negotiation if Republicans take back control?
Beyond negotiation would be just to get our police departments back in order, get them hired. I don't care what it costs or whatever, but all this woke crap as far as it's, I mean, that's a tough job that those guys have. And every time I see a police officer, I thank them and so forth.
There's crime.
Yeah. And actually, I waved at a police officer one time, and I got pulled over because they figured, why was I waving at them, you know?
Oh, right.
But I really respect them at all, you know, for what they do. So
you're waving at them to say hello, and thank you for doing what you're doing, right?
You betcha. I think everybody should take the time and thank a police officer out there. I've got a couple that live in my neighborhood and always say hi to them and respect exactly what they do every day. So,
same for our veterans, our active military, our first responders. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
And good advice. Good advice. 271-1100, 271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. Texter says, they need the preface of the polls in order to validate the cheat.
Ah, great point.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I got to set you up. Hey, we got this much approval going on. That's why we won by this much. You know? The fix is in, kid.
Well, we're leading in the polls.
Well, yeah, to get it. But it depends. It always depends on where they ask the poll, who they asked, what they asked. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, I can see that point.
Yeah, I just don't know if we're leading in the polls, who's cheating. So I'm not exactly following it. Texter says, if it's a red wave in 6 weeks, they need to start to govern for the people and not for the individual bank accounts. Okay, what does govern for the people mean? That's what I'm asking. What is that compact, that contract that you expect? What do you want them to do with it? It's one of my questions for Kelly Armstrong later in the program. Okay, you win, what do you do with it? John, you're on What's On Your Mind, go ahead, John.
Yep, I'd like to see law and order back and lock down the borders, just like that. But I'd like to comment on the debate that the congressman had with Kara Mund. you know, there's going to come a day when Kara Mund is going to watch that interview 20 years from now and go, my gosh, what in the world did I talk in like that for? I don't even know what I was talking about back then. And I thought Kelly Armstrong handled himself so well, staying above the stupidity. And so if you can ask him about that when he's on, how did he feel about that whole debate? I thought Kara Mund was just one of those liberals, same old, same old. She's running as an independent when she's really a liberal Democrat. So that's my comment.
I totally forgot about it, so I didn't see it. But it was bad, huh?
Oh, man, I only made it through about 10 minutes. It was so ridiculous. She's just a loudmouth liberal, typical, touting her degree at Harvard, touting her law degree at Harvard, touting her Miss America, you know.
A lot of word salad, I bet.
Yeah. A lot
of word salad there.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We will ask Kelly about that. He joins us top of the next hour on What's On Your Mind. More of your calls, questions, and comments with a majority. What do you want them to do with it? Text me or call me, 271-1100. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
There is another way to minimize your farm's risk and protect its equity with margin protection coverage. This is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with IRE Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease or increase in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect you from changing input costs and crop prices on your farm. Let us help you explore this option between now and September 30th to get you covered. For more information, go to IREINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warren Zevon, or who we got here?
Skinner, baby.
Leonard Skinner. Huh?
Ooh, that smell. We'll dedicate this to the swamp.
Whiskey bottle. I love it. 20 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today on Wednesday Wheels. Special today from our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Got a beautiful 2018 Buick Envision Essence all-wheel drive at the Valley City location right there on Main Avenue in Valley City. 2.5 liter, the four-cylinder engine, which means you get about 30 miles a gallon. Only 20,000 miles on it, 20,802 to be exact. It's Summit white with this light neutral perforated leather appointed seat trim, backup camera, blind spot monitor, parking sensors, and hands-free liftgate. Was $31,000. Now you save $1,000 if you say, hey, Scott sent me. Heard about it on the flag. $30,000 even. That's right. The 2018 Buick Envision Essence. What a price. What a vehicle. Pucklich. Chevrolet. Buick. GMC. Valley City. You tell them Scott sent you. All right. Got a bunch of texts here I want to get to. Calls welcome as well at 271-1100, 271-1100 on the question of the day. Texter says, I give the farmer's wave, the hand just above the steering wheel, at the Fargo Police Department, the West Fargo Police Department, all the time. They just wave back with the same native wave.
Yeah.
Code, I'm just one of you. I love it.
I always give thumbs up to law enforcement if I'm around them or whatever.
The farmer's wave, is that any good or what?
You bet.
My dad used to do that. He'd be driving down the road and he'd say, watch this. Do that little farmer's wave. And
they
always wave back.
Same with a biker. Biker always drop that hat and give you the wave.
Texter says, the GOP only knows how to lose and fold when pressured. They need to do as the Romans do and the Democrats, fight and punch back twice as hard. Dwayne in Grand Forks, the ironclad promise I would like from the politicians, from the Republicans, is to never, ever again negotiate with Democrats. They must be defeated. Their ideas must be rejected. No more playing ball with them. They play for keeps. We need to as well. Interesting. I'm going to share a few of these with Kelly Armstrong later. Simple. The left has turned this election into a one-issue vote for their base, abortion.
It's true. It's abortion, it's climate, and it's transgender, whatever, and the most ridiculous things.
Is there one vote in there, though?
Oh, that's right.
Of everything you just described,
yes.
Is there one vote there that they wouldn't have otherwise had?
Inflation, crime, and the border. Say it with me, inflation, crime, and the border. That's it. That's all we care about.
So they can make it about abortion, but nobody's changing their mind on that issue. So.
Nope.
That's not a swing issue. That's an issue where you have a very concrete position, and it doesn't change election to election.
And somehow we've been termed Taliban. Have you heard that? The Republican Taliban. Because we're telling women what they can and can't do with their body.
No.
Because
we are standing up for innocent life. We are champions for unborn babies. Nothing wrong with that position. I'll scream it from a mountaintop until I die. Another texter says, secure the border.
There you go.
Well, I lost my spot here because they're pouring in.
I saw that one. And secure the border and nix the student loan forgiveness.
Yeah. How much is that again?
$400 billion.
How much? How much?
$400 billion.
Yeah.
$400 billion.
Yep. There you go.
And gimme giveaways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Way back, Democrats took out Gingrich regarding his book deal. Back then, one time I can remember Republicans with their bread and butter issues. That was the contract with America.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a time in which there was an agenda laid out. Now, they have something similar called this compact this time, but not as anywhere near as prevalent.
Is that Kevin McCarthy's?
Yes.
I read a bit of that yesterday. I mean, seems pretty... A lot of it really good, pretty common sense.
I agree. I think they could roll it out a little bit better and make it more prevalent that if you vote Republican, here's what you're going to get. Texter says Democrats saw Republicans with power find a way to take out via book deal. I don't remember that exact details of that, but I remember that was a ways in to Speaker Gingrich's tenure. And then he ultimately ended up standing down. With Republican majority impeach Biden. That's what I'm looking for.
Let's get Jim Jordan that gavel, as Kelly Armstrong says.
Republicans need to learn to give Democrats the middle finger more, says another listener.
Yeah, well.
Just as the Democrats do. Fight fire with fire. Another said, hey, what they ought to do with the majority is stop emergency powers, eliminate lockdowns, less government regulations.
That too.
So true, Scott.
Yes.
Get tough. Texter says, I turned on my car radio yesterday. First thing I heard was Mark Levin saying, if you vote Democrat, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's Mark Levin.
Let's go back to the phones here, 271-1100. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Your text, welcome, too. Text us at 237-1590. 237-1590. Another text. What we need is accountability for the two-tier justice system. No more the justice for thee, but not for me. That needs to stop. And the woke businesses, why are we even giving it a platform? It's enough. It's destroying our country. A lot of passion today. Darcy and Wheatland, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Darcy.
I just wanted to say that their first thing they should do if they control power is to see to it Mitch McConnell is not the majority leader.
Who should be majority leader?
I'm not thinking of his name right offhand, but the senator from Florida would be a good one.
Rubio?
No.
Oh, no. No, you're talking about the House.
Rick Scott.
Yeah.
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott is the one that has
Rick Scott, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've got a bold proposal for conservatives. Yeah. And he has been a thorn in Mitch McConnell's side for sure. What worries you most about the status quo of Republican leadership?
Pardon, I can't hear too well.
I said, what worries you most about the status quo of Republican leadership?
If it remains... just getting too comfortable and not doing enough things.
Yeah, the word status quo, actually, for me. I'm tired of the status quo. The status quo isn't getting it done.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Darcy. Love hearing from our listeners at 271-1100. Another listener by text says, impeach, impeach, impeach until the Dems are irrelevant. Investigate Biden and close the border. What do you want them to do with the majority? The Republican Party should watch season 5 of Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai, yeah. That's good.
And learn how to use all the left's dirty tricks against them preemptively.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck is Cobra Kai?
It's a TV spinoff of The Karate Kid. That was the Cobra Kai was the evil dojo that he fought with Mr. Miyagi. Remember, Cobra Kai was the evil black dojo. The they're underhanded. They're dirty fighters.
Love it.
So yeah.
All right, take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. 271-1100 to call us. Text us at 237-1590. More after this.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness is being challenged in court as unconstitutional. Brent Brenberg on Fox News is a professor at King's College.
I don't know how this is constitutional. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but there's no way that the president of the United States can make a half-trillion-dollar decision about somebody else's debt. It's ridiculous.
As advertised, Hurricane Ian has become a major Category 4 storm ahead of its expected landfall along Florida's west coast, with catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surge happening later Wednesday. At 5 a.m. Eastern, Ian is roughly 75 miles southwest of Naples, Florida, packing maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. And so this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stuck a need on your arm. So take another tilt. Have a blow for your nose. One more drink before we drown you.
I'm going to use this all morning.
Smell the swamp.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
The smell that's around you.
Stenches everywhere.
There it is. We're live in the Freedom Matters USA studios. And What's on Your Mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Let me just make you a little bit hungry here. In Valley City today, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. Swedish meatballs or Cheesy Frank's, West Main Avenue. Lasagna with garlic bread, 12th Avenue and I-29. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, beef stroganoff. And chicken fettuccine on 45th in Fargo. 27 till the top of the hour. John Hinderacher from the Center of American Experiment is here with us on the program. And we've been talking to our listeners a little bit about what they want with a Republican majority, what they would want from the Republicans should they get control come November. And John, number one on the list so far is to do something about the crime wave. This is a huge issue that is driving voters, isn't it? I'm not hearing John on the stream.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And he's not muted. And he's talking.
And the channels are up.
We're trying to figure this out.
You're not muted, are you, John?
He's not muted. No, I can see that. You want to go in there and see what you get figured out? Let's phone John up. Something technically is not right there, so we'll get him on the phone here. Let me read a few more of these texts, because they continue to pour in here. What can the House really do except cut the purse strings on the spending? Impeachment and investigations just waste time, because they'll never be prosecuted. Am I wrong? Well, I believe what Kelly Armstrong is going to tell us when we ask him this question, what's most important, is going to be oversight and accountability to at least get to the bottom of many of these things that have been absolutely ignored. I mean, look at the border. They continue to get by with that. Texture says schools need a true January 6th investigation, plus investigate the committee, DOJ, FBI, COVID consequences, take back schools, and a true January 6th investigation. Investigate the committee, DOJ, FBI, COVID consequences. That's kind of the oversight we're talking about here. Another. I've been a lifelong conservative, but have been pushed towards the Libertarian Party more and more. Neither major party seems to have any fiscal responsibility whatsoever. John Hinderacher joins us now, and I can, I've been anticipating your answer on this, but you heard my question related to the concern about crime being tops for folks that want to fix. What can be done, John, on the crime front?
Well, you know, crime is number one, but crime is primarily a state and local issue. We don't really rely on the federal government to patrol our streets. What we do rely on the federal government for is not going out of its way to undermine law enforcement. And what we've seen from the Biden administration and, frankly, from the Democratic Party generally has been this whole defund the police movement, which they're now backpedaling away from like crazy. You know, what the feds can do is really support local law enforcement. And if you want to talk about lawlessness, the number one place where there's lawlessness is the southern border. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, task one for the new Congress is going to be close that border. I mean, we are going to be seeing the consequences of that open border for a generation at least, with the fentanyl that has poured across, with the crime that has poured across, with the millions, I mean, literally millions of illegal immigrants that have entered, and many of them have been flown around the country by the Biden administration. I mean, we're seeing this mass lawlessness, and it's got to stop.
And you don't have any doubt the Democrats know exactly what's going on at the border and have no intention of fixing it. I mean, the only thing that does is the Republican majority to say, wait a minute, stop. Let's go back to the Trump policy. But Democrats know exactly what they're doing there, don't they, John?
Well, they're digging on purpose. They want millions of illegal immigrants, and they don't mind, apparently, the fentanyl and the crime and the cartels and everything else that comes with that. They think it's a political advantage to them, and they're doing it on purpose.
Go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to say, there's another issue that I would also put top of mind if we talk about a new Congress. And you know all about the Feeding Our Future scandal that we've had here in Minnesota, Scott. But it's not only a Minnesota scandal. I mean, we're talking about at least $250 million that the federal government appropriated to feed poor children in the state of Minnesota that was stolen. I mean, it was just flat out stolen. And that's the floor. That's the minimum. The true number is somewhere north of that $250 million. And this all has to do with the fact that the federal government just threw out trillions of dollars. I mean, these alleged COVID relief bills that they would pass, this is part of that. And so far, this is the biggest fraud related to all of that spending that has come to light. But I can guarantee you it's not the only one. I mean, I don't think we have any idea what happened to a lot of those literally trillions of dollars that the Congress just shoveled out the door. Enormous, enormous quantities of it wound up in the hands of fraudsters. There's a picture circulating of the boyfriend of the woman who ran Feeding Our Future. He's standing on a Rolls Royce automobile that he has bought with kickbacks paid by these fraudsters, giving two middle fingers to the camera. And that pretty well sums up. I mean, this was a brazen fraud that was carried out in plain sight. And we need to tighten the purse strings. We need to investigate what the heck has been going on. And we need to get serious about financial accountability in Washington.
Yeah, and it isn't like they ended up with a couple of million dollars. These people bilked a quarter of a billion, $250 million before anybody finally got onto them. I mean,
did any children get fed?
Great question.
I assume, it's a good question, Scott. I assume that somebody somewhere fed some children. But I believe the total amount that was funneled through these two charities, Feeding Our Future and Partners in Nutrition, I think is the other one. I think the total amount that went through them is something like $400 million. And the U.S. attorney has said that the absolute bare minimum they've identified so far that was just stolen is $250 million. So, you know, I hope that somewhere in there a few kids got fed. But basically, this was grand theft. I mean, theft on an unbelievable scale.
What was the governor's role in all of this? I know that he was chastised recently by a judge. What do we know about Walz's involvement here?
Well, his involvement is the same as it always is, Scott. He's only the governor. You know, what can he do? He has no responsibility, apparently. And, you know, he and Keith Ellison have both claimed that they knew there was a lot of fraud going on, but they couldn't stop it because a judge ordered them not to stop making payments. This is in a hearing in the Ramsey County District Court on April 21st, 2021. And, Scott, it's a lie. It's a lie, okay? As you know, I spent 40 years in courtrooms. I read the transcript of that hearing. The judge ordered no such thing. In fact, he did not issue an order at or after that hearing at all. And there was no claim of fraud made by the state in that hearing. Didn't relate at all to any claim of misuse of funds. And the judge specifically said that in the case before him, there was no issue involving payment by the Minnesota Department of Education, which paid out these federal funds, and that, in fact, he didn't have jurisdiction on the case before him to make any order relating to payment. And so, I mean, this is a transparent lie, and frankly, it's a pathetic effort to dodge responsibility.
So do you think this becomes a major issue for Walz in the campaign? I mean, I know Minnesota media is not exactly going to be, unfortunately, real investigative at a time when this could cost Walz, knowing their MO. But what do you see this playing in the role in the campaign?
Well, I see a lot of concern about it, Scott. We're doing an emergency live webinar at 11 o'clock this morning, a little over an hour, to talk about this, you know, up to the date, up to the minute information, talk about this claim related to the judge's order and so forth. I'm seeing a lot of interest in the issue on the part of voters. It's not the only issue. It's not the number one issue, which is crime. And the number two issue is inflation. But when you talk about outright theft of more than $250 million, with nobody apparently minding the store, that's got to be of concern to voters.
Yes, let's hope so. How do people access your webinar? Glad you're doing that.
Well, gosh, it's a good question. We sent out an email this morning. The short answer is get on our email list. If you send an email to info@americanexperiment.org and say, put me on your email list with your email address, you'll be on it. You know, we've got an email audience currently, Scott, of about 63,000 in Minnesota and more in North Dakota, growing every day. And so if our listeners get on that list, then they'll know everything that we're up to.
All right. And do you do it on Facebook?
No. This is going to be a Zoom. We'll have, I don't know how many hundreds, but probably 500, 600 Zoom participants. And then when it's done, it's recorded, and we'll put it up, and it will live on our website, and so many, many more people can see it there. So if you go, not right now, but later, should be up by tomorrow at the latest, americanexperiment.org, you'll be able to watch it there.
All right. Very good. John, Senator of the American Experiment, doing good work. American Experiment ND, by the way. As well now, AmericanExperimentND.org to find out more about their efforts in North Dakota. And we have a busy couple of months coming up there, which we'll talk about next week as well. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Glad you're doing this on the Feeding Our Future scandal. Needs to be done. That's
unreal.
Sure. Yeah, boy. Unbelievable. And not a good time for old Tim Walz.
Well, you know, he's got $9 billion of our money, too. He hasn't given back yet. Where's that Walz check? Tim.
Back to the calls and your text when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Farmers and operators don't always have to get a new piece of machinery to get state-of-the-art performance. At Intelligent Ag, our company was founded by farmers and innovators to build smart farming technology to help you get the most out of your ag equipment, meaning improved performance and high return on investment. The next time you think you need an upgrade on your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. We offer flow monitoring and section control solutions on air seeders and fertilizer floaters. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more.
At Butler Machinery, we are all about building long-term relationships founded on trust. Butler's biggest build today is recruiting for many open positions across all locations. Butler Machinery Company is a third-generation family-owned business that offers competitive wages, amazing benefits, and an unmatched 100% company-paid retirement plan. For more information on all open positions, apply today at butlermachinery.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. All right, more of your texts, questions, and comments. Welcome here today on the program. Call us at 271-1100. question of the hour when Republicans take control. What do you want them to do with it? What's job one? 271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What we need is accountability for the two-tier justice system, no more. Another says, I look at the polling companies like police officers that pull you over for a possible DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Police will ask you, have you been drinking? Usually the answer is, I've had a couple. Pollsters ask you, who will you vote for? Most will not tell the truth. And the reason for that is the police will possibly take you to jail and the pollster will put you on a list and people will call you constantly for money. All right. Another says what the Republicans need to do is clean up the corrupt federal bureaucracy.
Amen.
FBI, DOJ, and on and on. Let's see here. What else? Question for Kelly Armstrong. It is all about the economy. Overreaching regulations. Oil production. Strengthening the family. What's his position on Respect for Marriage Act, introduced by the Democrats? Does not support the North Dakota ban on same-sex marriage. Very sad representation. All right, a listener says there is a proper technique involved in performing the farmer's wave. I didn't know that. Do you know that, Kevin? There's a proper technique? It's all in the timing.
Know. Okay. You know? I did get a text from Minnesota Trooper Jesse Graybo. Said they love the farmer's wave, and they get it.
We love Jesse.
There you go.
In our Iowa
patrol. It's all in timing, though, you say.
It's all in the timing. You don't want to wave too early, because then you'll have idle time staring at each other.
Ah.
And you don't want to wave too late, because the moment of acknowledging each other is lost.
True.
And then you have several options of using the one forefinger wave, two-finger wave, hand salute, or if on a tractor, the full arm wave.
Oh, yeah, the parade wave.
Kudos to you and Kevin. Happy waving.
That parade wave down.
Listener says, your question's a good one for John Hoban. Oh, wait, never mind. John has no idea. John has to wait and see what the Republican Party would do first. John is a follower, not a leader. Texter says, I say put everyone in jail who spied on the Trump campaign and lied about the Russia hoax. Then the border, national debt, fire all current D.C. employees to drain the swamp.
You know what I want to see him do? I want to see Jim Jordan and Rubio and Ted Cruz march into the White House press briefing and say, hi, hey guys. Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro, Charlie Kirk, these guys are going to sit in the front row. You're only going to take questions from them. Corrine would run out of the room crying. She'd leave her three-ring notebook on the podium, screaming if she had to actually answer real questions.
She really needs to be replaced very soon.
It doesn't matter who they replace her with, though.
Embarrassing.
It's all Jen Psaki was embarrassing. And now that Jen Psaki's not there, she's throwing them under the bus. If this is a referendum on the president, well, then he's going to lose. Well, you think? You spun this stuff for a year, or tried. Then the replacement's worse.
Texter says if Republicans take the House, they should have hearings all day, every day, on the FBI lying to the FISA, heavy-handed tactics for handling the arrest of Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, the latest incident with the Catholic priest, all the Hunter Biden shenanigans. Catholic priest.
It's like that one that just got raided this last week. In front of his kids, they went in and...
He wasn't a priest.
Wasn't a priest. Oh, he was a...
He was a pro-life warrior. Scott, you specifically asked why Democratic enthusiasm is polling higher than Republican voters. It's because they're very motivated by abortion rights after the Dobbs decision. I don't think they're any more motivated than they were. This is my point, though.
I would agree with that.
I don't that issue always motivates them.
There's a couple of things on that, too. Number one, that was never a right, okay? There's never anything that should have been deemed a right. That's a state issue. Republicans had nothing to do, by the way, Karen calls all the time talking about this, had nothing to do with a court adjudication that sent it back to the states. That's it. And if you could show me the massive lines of women that are lined up to get abortions all over the country that are supposedly out there that they all need and desperately want, I'd love to see them. I don't really see them anywhere.
Another listener, they need to secure the border starting on the first day.
Bingo.
The Republicans should get our oil independence going again, and the cost of everything would go down.
All right.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fun pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deals. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.